T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Disney announced that its theme parks will start selling vegan food options. Finally, something that Disney, where there won't be a line.
We understand that getting ghosted is one of the most frustrating things when it comes to dating, so we're here to help. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Jay.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Jack, tell us about this girl that you met and how we can help you.
Well, I met her on Bumble. I moved here from Houston, so I figured I'd fire up the old dating apps and see if I can meet somebody. I matched with this girl, and she was really cute. Agreed to meet up, went out for drinks, and I must have done something rude, or she thought that I did something rude, because I haven't heard from her.
But you can't think of anything that you could have possibly done.
No. I mean, the date was excellent.
Well, oftentimes we'll get a good gauge by talking to someone.
He sounds nice.
He does. Jack sounds very normal.
Jack sounds like a gentleman.
Gentleman Jack. Yes.
There you go.
Let's call and find out what could possibly have gone wrong. Let's see if we can get a hold of Megan and ask her why she has disappeared. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Megan.
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, it's Brad Booker with Alex Franco, Sarah Osbourne, The Morning Show, Mix 94.7. We got you on the radio for a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. And also on the line is Jack. Full disclosure, we're talking about the date y'all went out on. And we're just trying to help him get some answers. We're not in anyone's corner here. We're not trying to make you look bad. Just seeing if we can mediate this conversation and find out what went wrong. Because he said that he thought the two of you got along really well. He had some very nice things to say about you.
Wow, this is a surprise. Okay.
She's still on, so it's a good sign so far. Right. We're going to get something.
Thank you for not hanging up.
Yeah.
Jack, do you want to say hi to Megan?
Yeah. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Jack.
I know this is very uncomfortable. If you don't want to go out with him again, cool. He's just wanting to know what happened.
Yeah, help a brother out.
Yeah, so if he did a mistake, absolutely. Then he didn't do it again.
It's not something that he did. He's just a little too country for me.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, I mean, he pulled up in the biggest 4x4 Chevy Silverado with monster tires and horns on the front. I was like, what the hell is this?
Really?
I mean, I'm a girl from Texas, so I've always seen those guys, but I've never really wanted to date one of them.
Yeah.
I've always kind of rolled my eyes, you know, like everyone is looking at you every time you're in the car with a guy who has a huge truck like that.
Yeah, I've always just felt bad for girls who are wearing skirts and or heels, and I'm always just like, logistically speaking, how do you get in that?
Yeah, hopping in and out, that's another logistical thing, but it's just so showy and so
yeah,
so showy.
I love that. It just draws a lot of attention, unwanted attention.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You. I get
yeah.
It.
I mean, he's
Megan,
nice.
You won't see me again because of my truck?
Well, this is awkward.
I mean, that's why I didn't respond, because it's really not my style. I mean, I think you're really nice. I think we had a good time. It's just, I was taken aback by the truck.
It's so funny because, like, Sarah always brings up the fact that how hard it is to find dates here in Austin. And it's like, when you girls get guys, like, you guys are like, oh my God, I need a date, this and that. And then when you get one of a decent sounding guy,
it's true.
You guys are like haters.
It's true.
That does happen.
It's true.
And Sarah, you're a city girl through and through, and your husband drives a truck. Was that off-putting?
How did that work?
I love his truck.
Oh, you do?
Wait. Oh, heck yeah. But there's a difference between, like, a truck with, like, extra big wheels. He has big wheels, but he doesn't have the kind that I have to, like, launch myself into. I think it's that's a lot. If you don't know somebody and you're nervous and you're already trying to decide if you like them, and then they pull up in something that's like, here I am.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, okay. I mean, I get being kind of caught off guard. I get it. But, you know, if he's nice, that is hard to find.
Hey, Megan, look, I cannot even begin to tell you how many stories I've heard from women that have gone a little something like this. If I would have stopped dating him after X, we would have never been together.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you give it another shot and see if he's the right guy for you, regardless of his truck. You know what I mean? Like, you could look back on this and go, oh my God, I ghosted the guy because of his big old truck, but he's really like the sweetest guy ever, and I've gotten used to the truck.
And let's be honest, it's going to take him like 2 trips to downtown Austin to realize there's tiny parking spaces.
Yeah. That's exactly true.
No parking spaces at all. So
exactly.
He's probably gonna get rid of it.
Exactly. And Sarah, don't women love challenges of like fixing people, of like boyfriends?
Well, I mean,
let's keep that out of the equation.
She can change him.
No,
all she needs
women,
to fit
no,
in
no,
is
no.
the passenger side of his big old truck.
All right. Keep him country.
Come on, would you just give him one more shot? And if you're not into him for who he is as a person, then totally get it. But to not go out on a second date when you said he's a really nice guy because of his big old truck.
This is such a Texas thing. Like,
really
this call
is
such a Texas call.
Would you do it, Megan? Listen, we'll even pay for it.
I think that cars say a lot about people and who they are.
Oh, boy.
So I have my doubts, but... Yes, I will. I'll give it
okay.
Yes!
Go on.
Look at her all throwing me off saying she wasn't going to do it.
God. Listen, you can't blame her for not wanting a truck on the first date.
Dude, did she just really?
Nope.
Did she
I don't get anything for that?
Nope.
No?
She giggled.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.